You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to Around the Sun, an episodic audio drama created by me, Brad Forenza. This inaugural episode, Park Bench, stars Marsha Mason and Austin Pendleton. Where do you go to escape your busy world? Tell us by using the hashtag Around the Sun Podcast. But first, welcome to Around the Sun.
It is winter in Central Park, near a bench found by the reservoir at West 87th Street. Harry and Marge approach.
It's so cold out here, Marge. Why do you always bring me out in this cold?
Because you like looking at the reservoir, Harry. Think about something warm.
It's too cold.
Oh, you'd be cold in the ninth circle of hell.
Well, what do you expect? I'm old.
Here. This bench looks good. Sit.
Ladies first.
My chivalrous husband.
Hey, Margie. This bench belongs to someone.
Oh, in loving memory of Madeline Kahn, a brilliant actress and beautiful soul who loved this city and this park. Oh, that's very nice.
Wait a minute. I know a Madeline Kahn.
Sure you do, Harry, from the Frankenstein picture.
You mean to tell me that Madeline Kahn from the Frankenstein picture is dead? This is the same Madeline Kahn?
Yeah, Harry. She died a long time ago.
But she was such a young girl.
Oh, she was.
I always liked her pictures. Why didn't you tell me she died?
I probably told you, Harry. You just forgot.
Madeline Kahn, gone too soon.
Much too soon.
They're all dying now. Everyone we used to watch.
Phyllis Diller gone too soon.
Joan Rivers gone too soon.
Jerry Stiller gone too soon.
Ann Mira gone too soon.
Oh, you always do that, Harry.
What?
You copy me.
What do you mean copy you?
Well, if I say Jerry Stiller gone too soon, you say Ann Mira gone too soon.
So those things go together.
But you have to think for yourself, Harry. What if I'm not around for the setup,
All right, try another.
Maya Angelou gone too soon.
Oh boy, that's a toughie.
See what I mean?
I can't think of anyone that goes with Maya Angelou.
Oh, just say someone. Anyone you care about that's dead. Go.
Aunt Ginny. Gone too soon?
Aunt Ginny was 99 years old.
She wasn't finished.
But are we ever? Are human beings really ever finished?
Margie, I don't want to get into this. Look out at the reservoir.
If something happens to me, Harry, I want you to know that I lived a full life. I'm proud of our family. I'm proud of our work. I'm most proud of our time together.
Doesn't the reservoir look so barren in winter? You can see the skyline through all those naked branches. And the water is all iced over. picturesque, but very barren.
Harry, I need to know that you're going to be okay when I die. I don't want you to think gone too soon.
Don't be ridiculous. Everyone knows that the man dies first.
That's not always true, Harry.
It's how it's supposed to be.
Why? Why do men die first?
Because men go to war, men play football. Men can't make it on their own.
Oh, you would be fine, Harry. The kids would make sure of it.
I wouldn't be able to cook or use that asinine remote control.
You know how to order takeout, don't you? And you get all your news from Channel 13 anyway.
But there are a bunch of socialists on that channel. I like having choices. Hey, did you see this bench belongs to someone?
I did, Harry.
In loving memory of Madeline Kahn? I think I went to school with a Madeline Kahn.
Harry, I want to talk with you about our apartment.
What about it?
I think it's getting to be too much for us. I think we need to consider our options.
I thought you wanted to look at the reservoir.
I want to talk about assisted living.
We already discussed this, Margie.
When I got home from the doctor's office today, all four burners were on. We can't keep ignoring the facts.
Did you want to look at the reservoir or did you want to have a fight?
I've spoken with the kids. Both of them think assisted living is a very good idea. And it's easier for them if it's our decision. There's a facility in Riverdale, and there's another in Jersey.
I'm not moving to Jersey.
Well, it's a lovely facility, Harry. More expensive than Riverdale, but they have an early Alzheimer's unit that we could benefit from.
We. Why do you always say we when you mean me?
Harry, who at our age isn't a little forgetful?
We can't move. It's too much work.
So we'll pay someone. That's why we have a savings.
The reservoir gets so barren in winter, so iced over, and that dusting of snow that sits on top of the ice, it makes you wonder what's going on underneath.
It's time we face the music, Harry. If something happens to me, the last thing I want is for you to be fighting with the kids.
I don't want anything to change.
It'll change, sweetheart, whether we want it to or not. Even the reservoir, in a few months, it'll be beautiful again. The snow and the ice will melt. The ducks will come back. And all the trees will have nice green leaves on them.
I just want to stay here with you. And I want you to stay here with me forever and ever.
I saw the doctor today. He said it metastasized and there's nothing they can do. It's just a matter of time. So let's do what we can while time is on our side.
It's so cold out here, Marge.
Let's go home. I'll make you some cocoa.
I have never been this cold in my life.
But it will get warm again, Harry. In good time, it'll get warm again.
All the great ones gone too soon.
Around the Sun is written and directed by Brad Forenza, co-produced by Suzanne Ortiz-Curry and Brian Dashew, with sound design by Brandon Alexander Villarreal, conceptual art by Gene Epifan, graphic design by Melanie Hibbert, and theme music by Shane Curry. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe, and continue the conversation by using hashtag AroundTheSunPodcast.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shana Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Suffs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.